One day, Shivaji saw his guru doing the Madhukari. Shivaji was on his fort in Satara, and he saw his guru Ramdas was going door to door begging. So Shivaji felt that why my guru has to beg like that? I am his disciple, I am the king. Why does he have to do like that? Shivaji was a very humble person actually. Very loyal disciple in that way. That's why he was so great. So Shivaji thought that my guru is asking and I am the king. So what does he need? So he writes on a piece of paper that I am offering myself to you. All that I have now belongs to you. You don't have to go begging door to door. You have everything that I possess. Next morning Ramdas came and said, "So Shivaji, you have given everything to me, so you have nothing now. So you come, you also beg with me." Actually, Rabindranath Tagore wrote a beautiful poetry on that. It goes like, "Boshiya prabhat kale, shetarar durgo bhale, Shivaji herila agdin. Ramdas gurutar, bhikhamagi daredar, firi chen jano annohin." He said that you have given everything away to me, so now you come. So then everyone is seeing that the king is begging from door to door. And their feeling was, Eje dekhi jole bhashe shila. This sight is so surprising, as if a stone is floating in the water. The king is begging like that. Then, after begging the whole day, he went to the bank of the river. Ramdas took bath and Shivaji also took bath, and they were sitting and Ramdas singing a song. Amare Rajar Shaji Boshiya Boshaye Shongshar Maje. Dressing me as a king in this world, what kind of game you are playing, my lord? The point is, whether we're a king or a beggar, the Lord is making us play different roles, and that is the way the Lord is playing. And we should simply become an instrument in His hands. And so Ramdas actually gave Shivaji the kingdom. He said, "Take this kingdom back. It's not your kingdom, it's the Lord's kingdom. And with that understanding, you can rule the kingdom." And that's why we see what a glorious king Shivaji was. And no one could defeat him, because Krishna was with him. And he was ruling the kingdom as a representative of Krishna. So we can see that behind all these great personalities, there is a personality who guided them and made them into devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.